When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. The Boy in the Box, America's Unknown Child. Welcome, dear listeners, to Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, we journey to a quiet, desolate patch of woods in Philadelphia, to a winter's day in 1957 that revealed a crime so chilling, so profoundly heartbreaking, that it would haunt the city for nearly seven decades. This is the story of the Boy in the Box, a child with no name, no reported missing persons file, and no one to claim him. A tiny, vulnerable victim whose identity was a mystery for 65 agonizing years, making him America's unknown child. Our chilling tale begins on February 25th, 1957. In the secluded Fox Chase neighborhood of Northeast Philadelphia, a young man, a student named Frederick Dorner, was checking muskrat traps in a heavily wooded area off Susquehanna Road. It was a desolate, overgrown landscape, far from residential streets, an unlikely place for anything but wildlife. As he ventured deeper into the brush, his eyes caught sight of something deeply out of place. A large cardboard box, crudely covered by a thin blanket. Driven by a morbid curiosity, or perhaps an instinct, he approached. What he found within that box would become the core of one of the nation's most enduring and tragic unsolved mysteries. Inside the box, lying still, was the bruised and battered body of a young boy. He was small, appearing to be between 4 and 6 years old, with light brown hair that had been recently and unevenly cut. His delicate features, initially described as angelic, were marred by multiple bruises. Shocked, Dorner initially left the scene without reporting it, fearful that his presence, trapping animals, might implicate him. But the image haunted him. The next day, he confided in a neighbor, who then reported the discovery to the police. The police response was immediate, yet the scene itself offered little beyond the horrific discovery. The child's body was remarkably clean, his fingernails neatly trimmed. This detail, alongside the clean skin and recently cut hair, suggested that he had been cared for, perhaps even bathed, shortly before or after his death. The cardboard box itself was a distinctive J.C. Penney bassinet box, originally intended for a baby's crib. The blanket wrapped around him was also unique, a distinctive patterned cover. These were the only immediate clues, meager threads in a tapestry of profound anonymity. The autopsy revealed a devastating truth. The boy was severely malnourished, weighing only 30 pounds, far below the average for his age. His body bore multiple fresh bruises, particularly on his head and face, and older scars, some appearing to be surgical. His cause of death was determined to be blunt force trauma to the head. This was not an accident. This was an act of brutal violence inflicted upon a helpless child. The combination of meticulous cleaning and brutal injuries painted a chilling picture. A child cared for, yet simultaneously subjected to horrific abuse, ending in a violent death followed by a callous discarding. The Philadelphia Police Department launched a full-scale investigation, a frantic search for the boy's identity. They printed his image on flyers, circulated them across the nation, and mounted massive public appeals. His small, solemn face appeared in newspapers, on television, on billboards. They fingerprinted his tiny hands, took dental impressions, and created composite sketches, desperately hoping someone, anyone, would recognize him. The case became a personal crusade for many of the officers involved, earning the boy the heartbreaking moniker, America's Unknown Child. But despite the widespread publicity, the fervent pleas, and the dedicated efforts of law enforcement, no one came forward to claim him. No missing persons report matched his description. It was as if this child had simply never existed in the official records of any family or community. The profound silence from his past became the most perplexing element of the entire case. For decades, the boy in the box remained an unsolved mystery, a symbol of vulnerability and a haunting reminder of the dark secrets that can be hidden. Leads emerged over the years, tantalizing and often heartbreaking, but none ever brought closure. One of the most compelling theories, the M and the Fox Chase Road theory, emerged years later in the 1980s. An anonymous woman, identified only as M, claimed she knew the boy and his fate. Her story was chilling. She described a foster home just a few miles from the discovery site, where she lived with the boy. She alleged that the boy, whom she described as Johnny, was frequently abused and neglected. According to Moes' account, one night the boy became violently ill after a meal, was severely beaten by a female resident of the house, and died. M claimed that the female resident and her husband then disposed of the body, meticulously cleaning him and wrapping him in the blanket before placing him in the box. M's story matched many details of the crime scene, including the type of blanket and the child's injuries. She even claimed to have witnessed the disposal. However, despite her vivid testimony and her apparent sincerity, M failed several polygraph tests, and investigators were never able to corroborate her story with independent evidence. Her account remained a compelling, yet ultimately unproven narrative in the long history of the case. Other theories were floated over the years, though less thoroughly investigated. Some speculated about a connection to a nearby asylum or transient individuals associated with traveling carnivals. But the lack of any solid leads, any confirmed reports of a missing child matching his description, left the investigation in a perpetual state of limbo. Decades passed. The child was buried in a pauper's grave, later moved to a plot marked America's Unknown Child by caring individuals who refused to let him be forgotten. The case became a fixture in true crime lore, a testament to unsolved horror. But the relentless march of science, particularly in the field of forensic genealogy and DNA testing, offered a new glimmer of hope. In the 2000s, DNA was extracted from the boy's body, but initial attempts to match it to existing databases were fruitless. Then, in 2020, through groundbreaking advancements in investigative genetic genealogy, a breakthrough finally emerged. Using a tiny sample of mitochondrial DNA from the boy's remains, combined with painstaking genealogical research, investigators painstakingly built a family tree. After years of dedicated work, on December 8, 2022, nearly 65 years after his body was found, the Philadelphia Police Department finally announced what so many had longed to hear. America's unknown child had a name. He was identified as Joseph Augustus Zarelli, born in Philadelphia in 1953. His biological parents were identified, though their names were not publicly released to protect the privacy of their surviving descendants. The identification of Joseph Augustus Zarelli was a monumental achievement, a testament to the perseverance of law enforcement and the power of modern forensic science. But while his identity is no longer a mystery, the chilling circumstances of his death, and perhaps even more profoundly, the question of why he was never reported missing by his own family, remain shrouded in the impenetrable darkness of the past. The focus shifts from "who is he?" to the agonizing "what truly happened to little Joseph?" and "why was he left alone in the woods?" The boy in the box case, now the oldest identified cold case in Philadelphia, stands as a haunting symbol of neglect and abuse. The decades of his anonymity, the silent scream of his fate, now have a name attached. But the silence surrounding the final moments of Joseph Augustus Zarelli and the reasons his family allowed him to vanish into the abyss of the unknown continue to whisper from the shadows, a tragic testament to a life abandoned long before its brutal end. Thank you for joining me tonight on Whispers from the Dark. Until next time, may the forgotten ones find their peace, and may the quiet cries of the past guide us towards truth.